Who Lost the Money? English Reader for Beginner and Elementary Level. Chapter 14. There was no wedding. A month has passed. It's Saturday today and Tom can sleep in late. However, he cannot sleep because in the evening he has a date with Patricia. He calls her in the morning and reminds her that they are going to a restaurant in the evening. Patricia also wakes up early today. She feels nervous before meeting with Tom. All morning she cannot decide in which dress she will go to dinner in a restaurant. The evening comes. Tom sits in the restaurant at the table and waits for Patricia. She is 20 minutes late. Finally she appears at the restaurant doors. Patricia looks very attractive. She is wearing a black dress and high heel shoes. She approaches Tom. Good evening. Patricia says, smiling. Good evening. You look great, answers Tom. He gets up and helps Patricia sit at the table. They look at each other and smile. I ordered champagne and a seafood salad. You don't mind? Tom asks. No, I like seafood very much, the young woman answers. Good, but you'll have to pick the dessert, the detective says, smiling. I agree, Patricia says and laughs. Tom and Patricia eat dinner, drink champagne, and talk cheerfully. She tells him about her brother and parents who live in Germany. Patricia loves them very much and visits often. Tom tells her funny stories that happen with him sometimes. Suddenly, Patricia's face becomes sad. And what is going on with Otto now? Did they put him in jail? She asks. No. Otto is at home, but he cannot leave the city now, answers Tom. Has there been a court trial of his case already? Says Patricia. Yes. The court hearing has happened. The judge was very lenient to Otto. They ordered to pay a fee in the amount of 5,000 euros, answers Tom. I am glad that everything worked out with just a fee, the girl says. Well, not just a fee. He was also ordered to do community service. He has to attend a nursing home and work there for 3 months. Also, he has been ordered compulsory psychotherapist consultations. He must see a therapist for 6 months. In this period, a psychotherapist will try to free Otto from his addiction, tells Tom. Well, this will be a good lesson for him. I hope a therapist will help him get out of a habit of gambling. Especially gambling with other people's money, Patricia answers. They don't speak about Otto anymore. This is an unpleasant topic for Patricia. Their evening goes on. After dinner, they go to have fun in a nightclub. Tom and Patricia part before John. This day Miku also decides to take a break from work. She goes to a shopping center to buy a new bag. Miku walks around the stores for a long time, but nothing appeals to her. She walks into yet another boutique and looks at the bags on display. A seller approaches her and offers her help. Good day. Let me show you the bags from a new collection. They arrived to us just yesterday. Miku turns to the girl who speaks to her. She recognizes her. Miku has shot a wedding photo shoot for Jenny and her groom Michael. Jenny. It's a small world. Have you been working here long? Miku exclaims, surprised. No, just several days, Jenny smiles shyly. Did you like the photos for your wedding album? Miku asks. She always likes to hear comments about her work. She is expecting Jenny to tell about her impressions in detail. But for some reason Jenny looks away and says quietly, yes, thank you. Everything was great. Miku looks at the girl, baffled, and suddenly says, Jenny, you still have to be on your honeymoon. Didn't you go anywhere with Michael? Jenny lowers her head. Miku notices that the girl wipes her tears. After the photo shoot, there was no wedding. I demanded Michael to take the money we had found to the police. He didn't agree. We quarreled. I said that if my opinion didn't mean anything to him, I didn't want to be his wife. He replied that he didn't need a wife who argued with him about such important matters. We broke up and haven't seen each other since that day, says Jenny. Mick, who listens, surprised, and says, "Don't be upset, Jenny. If several bundles of dollars became the reason you broke up, it means that your relationship was not built on love and respect. I am very sorry. Yes, now I am happy that we didn't have a change to register our marriage. I wouldn't be able to live with a person who loves money more than me," says Jenny. "You know, this bag from the new collection. I was looking for this exact kind," says Miku, pointing at the white bag. "Great, do you want me to pack it?" "Yes, please," says Miku. Jenny packs the bag, and Miku pays. She is going to walk out of the store. "Jenny, if your work day is almost over, let's go to the movies," offers Miku. "With pleasure. But let's watch some comedy. I want to relax and stop thinking about sad things," replies Jenny. "Agreed," says Miku. She is waiting for Jenny to close the shop. They walk to the movie theater and talk cheerfully on along the way. "By the way, what did you do with the money Michael gave you?" suddenly asks Jenny quietly. It is noticeable that this conversation is unpleasant for her, and she is nervous. "This was some other person's money. I brought them to the police. It must be returned to the person who lost it," says Miku. Jenny sighs with relief and they enter the movie theater. After the movies, Miku parts with Jenny and returns home. On her way home, she thinks about Jenny and Michael. Often people try to find happiness in something materialistic. Some try to earn more and more money all their lives. Others want to win it or steal it. Do they become happier because of it? Most likely, no, and even if they do, not for a long time. Of course, the money play an important role in life, but many people forget that there are other important things. Things such as love, friendship, honesty, decency, and kindness are also important. It's these exact things that make us humans, no matter the amount of money that we own. Questions and answers. Why does Tom call Patricia on Saturday morning? Tom wants to remind her that they have a date in the evening. What is Patricia doing at that time? Patricia is choosing a dress in which she will go on a date with Tom. How does Patricia look in the evening? She looks very attractive. What does Tom order for dinner in a restaurant? Tom orders champagne and a seafood salad. What do Patricia and Tom talk about during dinner? She talks about her parents and her brother who live in Germany. Tom tells her funny stories about himself. Whom does Patricia ask Tom about? She asks about Otto. What does Tom say about Otto? He tells her that the court ordered Otto to pay a fee in the amount of 5,000 euros, to work at the nursing home, and to attend a psychologist to cure the addiction. Where do Patricia and Tom go after the restaurant? They go to a nightclub. What does Miku do during her day off? Miku wants to buy a new bag. Who does Miku meet at the store? Miku meets Jenny. What does Jenny do in the store? She works there. Why didn't Jenny go for a honeymoon? Because Jenny and Michael didn't get married. They broke up on their wedding date. Why did the groom and the bride quarrel? Because Michael didn't want to give the money they found to the police. Which bag does Miku buy? She buys a white bag. Where do the girls go after the end of Jenny's work shift? They go to a movie theater. What does Miku think about on her way home? She thinks about Jenny and Michael.